You're listening to the Connected Word StudyCast.
StudyCast?
A Bible study meets podcast.
Hey, welcome back. For those of you following along with the Connected Word, I want to say welcome back yet again. And I also want to say thank you for making episode one what I'll refer to as a promising start to the series and project. The inaugural episode, just to kind of share here, attracted 75 listeners in two countries. Yes, a late arrival to the party was Australia just earlier today, which is kind of cool. And that was across 15 states and nearly 30 cities in the grand old U.S. of A. So thank you very much for listening and tuning in. Hopefully you found it valuable, and hopefully you're listening to this second episode. And for those of you listening for your first time, welcome. And thanks for giving this a try and for your consideration. I am Billy Draper, the host of this podcast, The Connected Word. Once again, I kind of refer to it as a study cast because ideally when I publish this, I will also share some study material, some suggested reading, etc. So last episode, we explored the idea of God, grace, and goodness. And I have a hunch, like most of the content that will be produced on this podcast, we will revisit subject matter in some shape or form from time to time as, you know, more episodes are produced and more thoughts are considered. But that said, after publishing episode one, I had a pretty good idea of what I wanted to do in this episode, episode two. But through a sequence of events following just last Monday, I decided to pivot. And this week's content is really, I want to share with you a lesson that I learned this week. And so I'll explain. As a follower of Christ, believer in God, avid reader of the Bible, and weekly churchgoer, you know, there's always this underlying call to action. And that call to action is to witness, share God's word, and evangelize. And right? Evangelize. That word doesn't elicit really good feelings in me either, because there's people that evangelize and they exploit it to the fullest extent and kind of give it a bad name. So it doesn't give me the warm and fuzzies, but we'll actually dig deeper in that area of subject matter in a future episode. But for now, I really want to jump into the New Testament and see how Jesus referred to this call to action. The first example comes from Matthew 9, 37 and 38. Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore send out workers into the harvest field." Classic Jesus, right? Teaching through poetic prose. And I'm a big fan of parables. You know, the Gospel of Matthew is just chock full of it. And so, and in fact, if you're a Netflix subscriber and you haven't cracked open any of the Gospel series, I highly encourage you to watch the Gospel of Matthews. It's the Gospel of Matthew. It is a, you know, word by word, verse by verse reenactment of the Gospel of Matthew. It's really well done. And I sat there as I was watching, you know, the narrator talk through, you know, mimicking and sharing the words of Jesus at the time as he's reenacting some of the sermons he was doing and sharing the parables. It was kind of fascinating to me. So it really brought it to life. But however, that example that I just shared is the poetic prose that Jesus was really good at, classic Jesus, as I like to call it. However, there's also another version of classic Jesus, which was also pretty darn good, where he was pretty darn good at delivering advice and not so poetic prose, very direct, right? So for this example, I'm also going to stick in the chapter of in the final chapter of Matthew, Matthew 28 to be exact. Jesus has freshly risen from the tomb. And he is delivering what is commonly referred to as the Great Commission to his 11 disciples, kind of giving his parting shots and he's gone, right? So in verse 19 and 20, Jesus says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Now, these are just two examples. Of course, there are a plethora in both the Old and New Testament that point to this idea that followers and believers are to witness and bring awareness to the world about Christ, right? And witnessing is really one of the main calls to action in the Bible and Christianity. You know, and depending on your flavor of Christianity, right, or even religion potentially, there are all kinds of debates on who has the gift or the authority to witness, or who should witness, or how you should witness, or who shouldn't witness, right? And from my POV, from what I've read, I think it's healthy to be aware of all these points of view, honestly. But I truly believe one thing, and I'll share some verses to reference this in the episode study guide. And that one thing is that if or when God is calling, and you're in tune with that, how you choose to follow in the footsteps of Jesus is between you and God. I think it's an extremely personal relationship that's dynamic and takes different shapes for each of us. And, you know, you hear this word used a lot, the season of this and the season of that. Well, depending on what season you're in your relationship or belief in God and, you know, what you're exploring in the Bible, that relationship might look a little different. So as an example, on one end of the spectrum, some choose to become credentialed religious authorities, right? Pastors, preachers, you know, those types of authoritative heads of church, if you will, and church bodies. And on the other, some feel more comfortable keeping their relationship with God private. And then for some, they create a website, publish a podcast, and share it with others. that's my flavor. And that actually brings me back to why I made this pivot for episode 2. So back to the story. Here I am, it's Monday, April 20th. Fresh off a Sunday service where I was truly inspired and really fueled by the idea of this podcast. One of the things that I did kind of independent of the service on that Sunday, we're doing it virtually, is I actually, both my mom and I, we read each day a book of Ephesians because we're kind of studying Ephesians to kind of get that context, right? So as our pastor was talking about it, we could have the context and kind of refer back to it mentally. And it was actually a really, really nice exercise. So I'm all enthusiastic. My wife is sitting on the couch and I'm like, oh yeah, that's the thing that I read this. And, you know, and there's that book that I read about this and it, gosh, I can really see it come together. You know, like I'm really enthusiastic. Here I am feeling like a young boy, you know, and I think that's kind of an exciting thing. It can be truly invigorating. And so here I am, you know, I'm fueled by the idea of this podcast. I mean, I'm enthusiastically answering the call and I want to share all this information. It's something important and something, you know, that I wanted to share. Now, through this experience, right, I had to remind myself about this idea that I'm answering the call given first by God through His Word. I'm going to say that again. The reason why I'm doing this podcast, and I had to remind myself all the way through this enthusiasm, right? I had to remind myself through this experience, which I'm about to share, that I'm answering the call given first by God through His Word. It is also encouraged by my church, right? So there's that. God through His Word, encouraged by the church. That's as simple as I can put it. So what do? I record this podcast. I push publish, the podcast goes live, and I share the news through social media. That's my distribution channel, right? Running on a lean budget here. So I'm doing the thing. I click the call to action, right, in the Word, in the Bible, and I'm doing the thing. And everything is great. I'm excited. You know, I'm sharing this with people that I love and care about, and they're sharing their feelings back with me about it. And I have people I haven't heard from in many years reach out to me and say, man, this is awesome. Love what you're doing. I'm looking at, you know, stats and figures. I'm a kind of a data guy. And I'm seeing like people from all across the country are starting to download this thing and engage with the content. And so I really feel like, gosh, I'm answering a call. I alluded to this in my first podcast. I'm trusting that call and I'm kind of leaning into it and I'm just doing the thing. And so everything is great, right? Until this, my church, which I'm going to state, because I imagine there's some of you that we attend the same church, and I dearly love my church, and I want to emphasize that point. But after an unsolicited share of this podcast on their Instagram channel, they quickly decide to unpublish the post. Like, poof, gone. Now, this really shouldn't be a big deal, right? I'm a grown man. And I know, as well as you guys, social media can be a circus, right? And so you try not to get too caught up in it. But as you may imagine, I felt this moment of bliss, right? Where I was acknowledged by a church that I respect, by pastors that I respect and look up to and revere. And then all of a sudden, just like the next moment, the post is gone. It was like the rug was pulled out from me. I mean, this church, right, that me and my family call home, support through service and giving, decided to share my little old podcast with the broader church community and basically said, denied. That's how it felt, right? It kind of made me sour, like instantly bitter. Why? Why did it make me feel that way? Because, as I mentioned, it's a common theme in the call to action in the church. It's communicated often. This idea of small group, Bible study, virtual groups, etc., are all asks of the church. And this podcast is my contribution to that ask and my vehicle to share, you know, the things that I'm learning about God, to share my journey with people. Because we all have a different story to share and we all have a different story to tell. And this is the way I feel most comfortable doing it. And so, you know, to be fair, if you ask my wife or anyone that has known me for more than 10 minutes, I am an emotional dude, right? I mean, I'm an absolute crying mess when Tom Rinaldi narrates an athlete story on college game day, as an example. I talk with my hands when I get excited, like right now, my hands are flailing through the air. And as an Enneagram Type 1, which I'll link back to that in the study materials, part of me is included in the anger triad. So there's these signs in the Enneagram. They're basically personality types. And the triads, of course, are three personality types grouped by these kind of common characteristics. And I happen to be in the anger triad. So my go-to ugliness rears its head in the form of anger. So, you know, as you can see, I can cover an emotional range really quickly, right? I'm a pretty enthusiastic guy. But, you know, if the world doesn't go my way, I get kind of angry and I wonder why. And so, you know, I was seriously upset, which is crazy. You know, it's a post on social media. I was really disheartened to maybe say it, put a finer point on it. But rather than build a wall out of all the thoughts kind of rushing through my head about why this happened and who did it, who made that decision, right? I prayed and decided to let this be a moment of truth, an opportunity to draw closer to God, a moment in which I crack open the Bible, look for answers, and double down on what I find. That's really what I did. And verses like Psalms 118:8, which reads, "It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." That was a highly encouraging verse that I found. And in Romans, this one always comes to mind. I will eventually memorize it, but it's one of my all-time favorites. It's, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." That one to me is just so encouraging, especially when you get down in the details and you kind of let the world overtake you emotionally, you know, physically, and you're just spending a lot of bad energy in the wrong places. I love that verse, and it really reminded me, this moment reminded me to kind of go back to that, right? And these two verses are an excellent reminder to seek God first, because putting your faith elsewhere won't meet expectations, just bottom line. And it also reminded me, even though I respect and love my church and the pastors there, they're human too. They're going to make mistakes, and they might not have even considered the action before it took place, and they might not even have been part of the decision-making process if there was a process, right? Really, at the end of the day, it's no harm, no foul. And coincidentally, I think this is the bigger piece of it. It also reminded me, spoiler alert, I too am not as awesome as I think, and to not take too much pride in my work, right? Pride's one of those deadly sins that we always hear about. Little known fact, pride can also be an unhealthy characteristic of an Enneagram type 1. So me at my best is all over this moment in time this past week. I'm just kind of living in bad moments, but also recognizing that and taking the time to reflect, I think, is the important lesson. So there's always a lesson, I believe, if we listen. And I don't know, maybe someone at the church listened to the podcast and their lesson was, that dude has it all wrong. Delete, delete, delete. Either way, I really wanted to seize the opportunity to share this story because I think it was presented, this challenge was presented to me by design. I don't think it was coincidence, right? I think I was being forced to learn a lesson here and to really test my authenticity, purpose, and intent. And I'll be honest with you, I struggle with it. I really did. I struggled with it. And as I stated above, earlier in the podcast, this is my relationship with God. And I'm at a time in my life and point in my journey where I do want to share with others. It's not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm going to make mistakes, but I also want to reflect on those. And, you know, I think the important thing is the idea of this is the connected word is the name of this podcast. And the idea is I want to connect that word to meaningful moments or meaningful literature or, you know, meaningful references, whatever it may be. It really is to kind of get a deeper connection. So there's a little bit of a play on words with the title of this. It's a deeper connection to the Bible, to the Word of God. And you know, by simply going through this process of daily Bible study, then translating that into this format, I feel miles closer to God, right? Like I'm supposed to be doing this and I trust Him. I think what's interesting is that, as I stated in the opening of this episode, people from as far away as Australia are tuning in, are listening. And looking at the podcast data, most of the listens and downloads are from people I don't know. So, you know, the idea is to have thick skin. The idea is to also think, not react. The idea is to refer back to what you learn in the Word, because the Word is truth. The Word is a guide. It is your, you know, people, you know, your North Star, your compass, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, in Ephesians, it's the Word is... it's a part of your armor, right, that you use to defend yourself. So I think this is why I'm doing this. I hope this is why you're listening to hear some of these real stories. And once again, I will supply study materials because there are some things that I, you know, through this study, I kind of documented and through my, you know, process this week, I want to share because maybe you're going through something similarly, right? And I think that's one of the interesting things. So like, no matter what you're facing, I think you do your best and you trust God and don't let others discourage you. You don't let the situation discourage you. You know, don't let yourself discourage you. Those are all kind of bad things. It's bad energy. And, you know, I highly, highly recommend cracking open the Bible often because it is full of encouragement. It really is. If you're open to it, there's some really cool things peppered in nearly every single word throughout. And one of the things that I think is worth considering as well is before you open the word, ask that you receive it the way you're supposed to receive it. It can be a challenging thing to do. It can be overwhelming. Like, where do you start? What page do you start on? You know, how do I logically follow a study path? I think it's just open up, asking to receive the word, spending that moment in prayer and thoughtful prayer and letting the word kind of guide you. At least that's my experience. So anyway, this concludes episode 2. To download the study guide for this episode, subscribe to the podcast, sign up for episode release notes, or to follow the podcast on Instagram or Twitter, visit theconnectedword.com. You can do it all right there. I'm Billy Draper. Thank you for listening to The Connected Word. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and tell someone you love them. Until next time.